We're doing Sefer HaMidot. We're up to the 17th chapter of the Shal HaDat. He had been discussing the different aspects that the Torah is Yashal, the Torah is straight, Hashlishi. The third aspect, Gam ki Torahtenu HaKadosha Chukeha Mishpoteha VeHilchoteha Rabim Atzumim Mimod, albeit that our Holy Torah has many statutes, laws, and halachos. There are different laws. We have laws between man and his fellow man. We have laos between man and God. Rabim atzumim mod. There are plenty of laos, and there are awesome laos. In kol ze lo nimtza shtei halachot sotrot zo et zo. You won't find any two halachos that contradict one another. Hine ze'ed mishachak me'man kimurei echad nitnanu. You see that obviously they were given from one source, because if two people try to compile something, they contradict. Look at the Mishnah Brura. It was compiled by a few of the Chafetz Chaim's sons-in-law. And you have contradictions. You can't. You have different people working on a work. There's going to be contradictions. But our Torah, El Echad Amaram, it's one God. He said it. Lo shalta me'olam yad zar, and never has a foreign hand taken control of our Torah. Batorat ha'elokit. Gam ki keto Torah munach v'chol ha'otze evo v'itol. Albeit that anyone who wants to can become chief rabbi. You don't have to be from a specific family. You want to become a giant in Torah? It's all yours. It's up to any person to grow in Torah and be a leader in the Jewish people. But look at our history. You'll never find someone out of Judaism who became a giant in Torah. He started telling us how to interpret the Torah. Even if you find someone who learned a lot of Torah, you won't find someone who taught a lot of Torah. And if you find someone who taught, you won't find that the Jewish people accepted it. There have been foreigners who tried to learn the Torah. There have been foreigners who tried to teach the Torah. But you don't find that anything they said had an impact and changed the way we keep the Torah. You can't say that the wicked never learned Torah. There were wicked people who learned Torah. Although the Torah tries to limit that, the Torah says you're not allowed to teach a student when you know that he's not fit. But, you know, we can't know who every guy is. A guy walks into the academy, he comes to learn. You can't know what he's doing behind closed doors. But what we do find is, Mashamru Zal, im harav dome lemalach shem tzakoti vakshu Torah mipiyu. The Talmud says, when you're choosing a teacher, you have to choose someone who you view like an angel. If in your eyes he's such a fine person, he's like an angel, learn from him. And you'll find that throughout our history, the ones who succeeded in being the teachers of the Jewish people, the ones who made an impact on the way we behave, those were people who were like angels. We couldn't control who the students were, but we could control who the teachers were. And if you look at our history, you'll see that throughout our history, we measured our teachers based on what type of human beings they were. And already in the earliest times, you find that we had great enemies of the Torah, and they wanted to undo everything that we the Jewish people were doing. Every generation had its people from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu and Korach onward. Every generation had the people who wanted to uproot the tradition. Whatever they did, you don't find they succeeded. Korach had a huge following in his day. You don't find he succeeded in changing anything. It didn't last, it didn't stick. And I want you to know an interesting point, says the Magen Midovna, that when it comes to institute something, to fix something, to make something work, requires someone smart, someone very righteous. But to undo, to destroy, not only someone who is very proud and haughty and wicked, but even someone who doesn't mean to ruin everything, he just doesn't know what he's talking about. Even someone who doesn't mean to do harm, but in his foolish ways, even though he doesn't mean it, if he considers himself smart enough, then he's going to act largely enough and be very destructive. אבל הקדוש ברוך הוא בין השגחתו וחמנתו הוא מצילנו בעצתו הנדיבה ובדרכיו הנעימים. So how do we ensure that we don't get one of those guys running the Jewish people? It's not in our hands. He says we have to give thanks to God that when he watched over us with his mercy, he ensured that that didn't happen to us. You know, there have been rulers who were stupid throughout world history. The Romans had their share. Every empire had their share. How come we don't have it? How come you don't find in the Shas someone saying a funny line that just doesn't make sense? The rabbis later on said, that was stupid. And the rabbis were always honest. The rabbis said when they disagreed, he says, God had mercy on us and watched over us. Shelo lekabel Torah ki mipi musmach, that we only accept Torah from one who has been licensed. V'she'en leosif kmo she'en ligroa, and we don't add, just as we don't detract. V'she'asu lomar davar shelo shama mipi rabo, we don't say things we didn't hear from our teachers. V'she'chayav lomar bilshon rabo, we even say it the way we heard it from our teachers. Asher al ken, kol divrei chazal inam ktuvim umsurim eleinu bekitzur nimratz. That's why you find the oral tradition is given over with very few words, relatively. Leman lo yigash aleihem yishbar v'chasar lev. You try to figure out what it says in Talmud. It's very hard. Try to figure out the oral law. Take out a Shulchan Aruch. Go figure it out. You can't really figure it out. That's on purpose. The sages did not want the oral law readily accessible. This is an idea that the Rav Hutner in the Pachad Yitzchak on Chanukah, he expands on this, but here we see it in an earlier source that the rabbis purposely made the oral law beyond reach. It's something that you have to work on, you have to go to yeshiva, you have to learn by Rebbe, you have to get a tradition, and then you start understanding what's going on in the Mishnah, in the Talmud, and in the Halacha. Kmo shkatav Rabbeinu HaRambam Zal, as Maimonides writes, ve'en inyanei HaTorah mitgalim ki imel halomdim nishma. And if you want to really understand what the Torah is about, only people who learn for the sake of the Torah, for the real reasons, only they discover them. Kema'amar, as the Mishnah says, kol ha'osek b'Torah lishma na'asa kema'ayan mitgaber u'mgalin lo razei Torah. He who deals with Torah for its sake, he becomes like a stream that overflows, and he has revealed the secrets of Torah. V'chen amru zal b'doeg ha'adomi, that the Talmud tells us about Doeg. He was David's arch enemy. Shlosha malachei chalabalan hizdamnu ledoeg. Three angels came on Doeg, ve'echad shishkichot Torato, and one of them, his job was to make him forget his learning. Kizei tifel ta'Torah shtisher rak b'yad o'aveh b'nei b'chuneh notzareh v'shomreh chachameh teoreh. This is the glory of the Torah, that the Torah is only retained by those who love her, those who uphold her, those who watch over her, her wise men, her pure men. And we'll pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem, next time.